Jesus gives us a powerful promise. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But those who hear the promise that day when Jesus said it cannot receive it. They cannot trust his words because they don't believe that they are in captivity or have ever been as a people in captivity. That is part of the irony of how these descendants of Abraham respond. Just as we confessed earlier, that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We have never been slaves to anyone, they say. Did they somehow forget the story of Moses and the story of Abraham, how his great-grandson Joseph was sold into slavery, and how the descendants after him, along with his brother's descendants, were slaves for 400 years. They were in bondage to Egypt under Pharaoh. They could not see their own history and their heritage. They could not see their present bondage to sin. They, like us, fail to understand at times just how destructive and just how deceptive sin is. Sin is not just the bad things that we do or the things that we ought to do and that we don't do. Sin is a slave driver, Jesus' words tell us, that keep us in bondage. Sin is like a warden keeping us behind the bars of our prisons forever. But Jesus says that we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Sometimes, however, the word of God is difficult to hear, just as it was that day for the descendants of Abraham. Especially when God's word tells us that we have fallen short of his glory, that we continue to do harm to one another and to ourselves, or that we hear that we have failed to be a blessing to God and to be a blessing to one another, just as God has created us to be. But even worse than that, it's difficult to hear what Jesus says because we realize that we are not in control. That we need that veil lifted from our eyes. We need to have our ears unstopped and our hearts open to receive the truth of the Word of God, even when it hurts. Even when it makes us feel uncomfortable, even when it's difficult to understand and to accept. And this is what the law does in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit uses Scripture to show us our captivity. We realized the truth of what we confessed earlier in the service, that we are sinful and unclean. We've sinned in our thoughts, our words, and our actions by what we've done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved God or our neighbor as we are called to do. Like those born into slavery who've never known freedom or anything different than what they've experienced, so we too have been born into sin as humanity, born into a broken world. We don't really know any difference. It is a kind and loving thing for God to show us that we are in bondage. That is part of the truth that sets us free. To simply know that we are not yet as free as God intends and as he's created us to be. Martin Luther, the German reformer, called the state of the church in his day the Babylonian captivity. He saw people around him weighed down by their sins, never being able to be free from these patterns of, of sickness and unhealth spiritually. They could never do enough penance to please God. They could never give enough to the church. They could never find that freedom from guilt and shame and the power of sin. Luther said he began to hate God because of this. The Babylonian captivity was also the captivity of the church and her leadership, the false doctrine and teaching that was so prevalent that day. It was the lie that God requires people to do all sorts of things to get right with Him, that they need to change to become acceptable to God. They need to do enough to please Him. That is a kind of bondage that God never intended. Luther rediscovered and he reclaimed the simplicity and beauty of the gospel. That's in Jesus' words. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The hard truth is that we are sinful and broken people, and that we need a Savior. We need a deliverer from our bondage to sin. But it's also a liberating truth. To know that you need salvation, why would you not need a Savior if you didn't know that? It's an even more liberating truth to know that our Savior and Deliverer has already come. God the Father sent His eternal Son into the world to be born of the Virgin Mary, and His name is Jesus Christ. Where we have failed, the Son of God has succeeded. He lived a perfect life under the law and the Word of God. Where we did not love our neighbors and our enemies, He did, even to the cross. He healed and preached the good news. He died on the cross to purchase a place for all in heaven. He rose again to bring us the assurance and certainty of new life in eternity with Him. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, Jesus says. It is through the truth of God's word that we find our captivity, but we also discover our freedom. We're emancipated, set free from slavery to sin, into the truth of the gospel. We're set free from the meaninglessness and the chaos and the confusion of being held captive by the things of this world. We don't need to be weighed down and to be in bondage to religious rituals anymore or demands on us. We're delivered from the bondage of sin and this world and evil by God's grace. It's a gift to be received through faith alone. All we need to do is to trust Jesus, His words, His person, His promise. That is what the Reformation is all about. Reforming our thinking to be in accordance with the truth of God's word. We are now set free. Even now. We're set free from the unexamined life that's not worth living. We've been liberated into a God-pleasing life, where we can love God freely and love one another just as God created us to love. That is why Martin Luther was so willing to put his life on the line for this truth, because God has not called us to anxiety, to tyranny, and the rule of sin. He's called us to freedom. So shake the shackles off your wrists and ankles. The cell doors that have locked you in have been opened. Get out of the dark and dank dungeon. The prison of sin, guilt, and shame has no more claim on you. You are free. Feel the fresh air blow on your faces. Breathe in the sweet aroma of forgiveness. walk into the light of God's love that shines so brightly through his Son, who died and rose for you. You are free indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.